I'd like to suggest that what we're celebrating on Lag BaOmer is not so much the patira of Rav Shimon bar Yochai, but the fact that Rav Shimon bar Yochai was able to live and give over the Torah that he gave over. The Torah that he gave over, he himself says, was the trumas was the best part of Rabbi Kiva's Torah. Now let's be misbinding for a second in Rabbi Kiva's Torah. Rabbi Kiva taught 12,000 pairs of Talmidim, 24,000 Talmidim. And they all died in a very short period of time. We're talking about a tremendous amount of people dying in a period of 30 days. Over the close to 1,000 people dying per day. Imagine the hespedim, the levayas, the kvuras, the effort of burying them. Rabbi Kiva could have taken this as a divine sign that he's done something wrong. Rabbi Kiva could have fallen into Yirush and said, I tried so hard, I taught so much Torah, and it didn't work. I just give up. Rabbi Kiva did not do that. Rabbi Kiva picked himself up, the Chazal say, and went to the Rabbi Sinash of the Dorim. He went to the Tamid Chachamim who were in the Dorim, and he taught them. He said, I have what to teach them, even though the Tamid Chachamim are ready, I have what to teach them. That's my responsibility, is to teach and to give over what I have. And if it's not a yeshiva of 24,000 Talmidim, it's a yeshiva of 5 Talmidim. It's Talmidim which maybe they could even do without me. He could have argued that they were already were Rabbi Seinu. But Rabbi Kiva did not give up. And we know that all of our Torah, the Gemara says in Megillah, is always considered that the main primary source is Rabbi Kiva. We have Stamish as a mayor. And the Gemara goes to the whole list and it says, Kulam Stim Saw Alibat Rabbi Kiva. All of those are really, the assumption is they're from the Torah of Rabbi Kiva. And Shimon Yochai was the greatest of them. He was able to take the highest part of the Torah of the Kabbalah, the Trumas Trumas, and give it over to Klal Yisrael. So Shimon Yochai, what we're celebrating is a combination of these two things at the same time. Here we are in the Tufa of the Petiris, and Shimon Yochai was also Nifter, but he was Nifter in a totally different way. He's nifter in a way that Rabbi Kiva's Torah had, yes, been passed on. And that most important contribution to Klal Yisrael had been passed on from Rabbi Kiva, because Rabbi Kiva never was miyayish. Rabbi Kiva never gave up. Rabbi Kiva didn't make any divine signs out of it. He said, I have responsibility. I'm going to do it. I'm not going to be miyayish. I don't understand where Rabbi Kiva got the Gevurah Hadas to do that. It's a madrega beyond where we're holding probably. Most of us would have been crushed by such a thing. But we saw main of this during World War II, or after World War II. We saw these tremendous gedolim who had tremendous chassidus, the Ger Rebbe with hundreds of thousands of chassidim who were killed out, and he started again with a handful. Klausenberger Rebbe started out with a little shtiebel in Manhattan. And now they have tremendous moistus. They didn't give up. Rabbi Aaron Cutler tells the Rosh Hashivas, they started with just a handful of people and they were able to rebuild and change Klal Yisrael because they weren't Miyayish. They had that same Gevurah Hadas that Rabbi Kiva had, that same strength to understand that they're here, like Rabbi Meir's Bloch Zatzal said, we are Hashem's soldiers. Our job is to do, not to worry about whether we're going to be successful or not. That's not our responsibility. That's Hashem's responsibility. So they had the strength to act like the soldier and just keep doing and doing and doing. Whether they saw success, they didn't see success. A soldier's job is just to keep doing, not because he feels good about the accomplishment, because that's what he's supposed to be doing. And that strength was the strength which allowed Rabbi Kiva to be able to rebuild and become the source of all of the Torah that we have today, because Rabbi Kiva didn't lay down and give up. Call to